This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. California Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger continued his victory lap through Sacramento today, promising action, 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 action on an ambitious agenda. In a joint appearance with the outgoing governor, Gray Davis, Schwarzenegger had only praise for the man he ousted in the recall race.
I think that we can continue on with a great relationship here, a working relationship. I will need the governor's help in the future. There's many things to learn here when you come into this office. The governor has, helped me already now. The last 10 minutes as we talked gave me some good pointers.
John Myers is Sacramento bureau chief with member station KQED, and he's been following the incoming governor for the past 2 days, and he joins us now. John, these are two men who had nothing good to say about each other during the campaign. It sounded like it was all sweetness and light today.
It sure did. They seem to be taking the high road. We're told that they actually have never met before, and that the only time they'd ever talked before, according to Governor Davis's press secretary, is when Gray Davis conceded on election night. But there were a small group of us reporters who got about 5 minutes with him today. Then they went off to meet in private. And this two-day series of meet and greets here at the state capitol in Sacramento really seems to be Arnold Schwarzenegger saying to everyone, especially the Democrats who will remain when he gets here, that he respects them, but he's going to do this his way.
Arnold Schwarzenegger campaigned with two big themes. One, he was going to fix the huge budget crisis in California, and he was going to do that without raising taxes. Does that still seem to be the message he's promoting in Sacramento?
It does. He certainly seems intent on hitting the ground running here. You know, the current guess is that Schwarzenegger will take the oath of office on Monday, November 17th, and then call a special session of the California legislature the very next day. As you said, the ongoing budget crisis in California is his big message. He still says he's going to do it without taxes. He hasn't been very specific about how he's going to do that. The other issues he says he's going to focus on immediately are reform of the workers' comp system here in California and repealing two very controversial decisions that Gray Davis made, which were really big issues, as you'll remember, in the campaign, that increase in California's car tax and a law that allows illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses.
Now, the road to all these things leads straight through the California legislature. How do things look in terms of his relationship with those legislators?
Well, let's put it this way. It took the legislature weeks and weeks to tackle these issues before. It has been one of the most partisan eras of politics in Sacramento that anybody can remember. And he met with the legislative leaders yesterday, told them he was going to try to work with them. But, you know, the legislature here in Sacramento is controlled by Democrats, some of them still angry at the results of the recall. Schwarzenegger says he wants to work with them, but he has also said he will go around them to the voters directly through initiatives if he has to. And these Democrats are going to have to weigh, what do they want to do? Do they want to fight or do they want to be part of the process? Because the voters are angry and Schwarzenegger seems to have their ear.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Melissa.
John Myers is Sacramento bureau chief for member station KQED.